Uncle Sam wants Gary McKinnon, and it says it has good reason. The U.S. government claims that between February 2001 and March 2002, McKinnon went on a hacking spree of hundreds of U.S. military computers, copying files and passwords, and at one point taking down the Army's entire Washington, D.C. computer network for 3 days. It's a feat one government attorney has called the biggest military computer hack of all time. The feds say McKinnon threatened national security, and if they can get him and convict him, they want to put him in prison. Thing is, McKinnon was arrested in London, and authorities there are balking at sending the 36-year-old Scotsman to the U.S. That's because he's become something of a cause célèbre in Britain, a martyr figure of sorts for people who, like him, have Asperger's syndrome, a form of autism that some researchers think may be linked to people with an affinity for understanding complex systems, people like engineers or, say, computer programmers. And that has some lawyers wondering if the claim that my Asperger's made me do it could become the insanity defense of the digital age. With us from WWFM in West Windsor, New Jersey, is David Kushner. He's written about the case of Gary McKinnon and McKinnon's Asperger's defense in IEEE Spectrum magazine. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
David, on this show, we've touched before on that link between Asperger's and the IT world, but give us a little profile of Gary McKinnon and his sort of IT Asperger's tendencies and how that played out throughout his life.
Well, as a young child, he had a very strong and specific interest in UFOs and eventually became so obsessed with this interest that he wanted to get onto government computers to find out if there was some kind of hidden information there.
Now, does he say that he was doing this for the benefit of humanity? Is this right? That he believed the government was hiding alien anti-gravity devices and advanced energy technologies?
Absolutely. That's what he says. I mean, that he felt that, you know, we have an energy crisis and that the government might have some kind of alien technology that would be, you know, a great source of information for us to use. So he's always maintained that. But really, the concern is more that, look, this guy, as you said, you know, he's pulled off what's been called the biggest military computer hack of all time. He cost the government money. They put these figures at about roughly $700,000 in damages. He deleted, you know, 1,300 odd user accounts, operating systems. I think also one thing we haven't really talked about is just the fact that he was able to do this.
That he had the technical skills to do it?
It wasn't necessarily his technical skills that enabled him to do it. It really wasn't that hard. And I think that's what's maybe most alarming to a lot of people about this, was the fact that essentially what happened was he wrote a program which allowed him to scan government computers looking for what passwords had been set. And what he discovered was that many federal workers failed to change the default password on the system. So basically what that means is it's like your computer at home, as if you had never really set a password.
He was exposing a weakness, say.
A big one. And what he was able to do was have free access to see what was going on all of these machines. He could take files, he could delete files. And this didn't go on for a day or for a week. This went on for over a year.
And eventually he was arrested. And then things got worse for him. The U.S. government wanted to extradite him. So his mother organized a public media campaign in his defense. And then tell us about how someone suggested that she have her son tested for Asperger's and why they thought that might be a savvy idea in terms of his legal defense.
Well, you know, he was displaying some of this behavior that was consistent with Asperger's. It was an understanding and a very strong interest in complex systems, an inability to read social cues. At first, he was coming out and he was speaking about this. Somebody saw him, thought that maybe he suffers from Asperger's syndrome, and suggested that, you know, he go for some study, which he ultimately did. And the person who evaluated him is one of the world's foremost experts on this, and that's Simon Baron Cohen at the University of Cambridge.
This is the Autism Research Center there.
That's right. And really, after spending some time with Gary McKinnon, you know, Simon Baron Cohen found that he absolutely did have, you know, kind of classic Asperger's. And once this hit the press and hit the public, this is when really people began rallying around Gary McKinnon as a cause.
And let's talk about that Asperger's engineering link a little more, because as I understand it, the idea, and this is obviously going to have some generalization in it, is that oftentimes mm-hmm. people who are autistic or have Asperger's have a really strong grasp of complex systems and might be drawn to technology or engineering. But then your article takes this second leap, which is that maybe it makes sense then that people with autism or Asperger's end up becoming computer hackers.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is that over the years I've profiled so many hackers, so many programmers, and since doing the story I kind of look back at the pieces that I've done, and I realize that I think a number of them suffer from this as well. And I know one in particular, a guy named Bram Cohen, who was the creator of BitTorrent, which was certainly when it came out, very controversial file sharing program. You know, he had diagnosed himself with Asperger's syndrome. You know, this isn't saying that everyone who has Asperger's is going to become a criminal,
sure.
but, you know, that there has certainly been people, you know, experts in the field have explored this connection. And certainly since the McKinnon case now, this is definitely entering the legal conversation in a big way. And we're seeing more and more cases that are raising this, you know, what you might call the Asperger defense.
And David Kushner, in your article, you mentioned several of those cases. In one case, someone got a lightened sentence because they had Asperger's. In another case, mm-hmm. I think someone had been convicted of murder. They still got a life sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So are you finding that when lawyers present this so-called Asperger's defense, are they not so much saying my client should get off as just to the judge, take this into account and maybe you need to be more lenient? Maybe a really heavy sentence isn't called for here.
Yeah, absolutely the latter. I don't think anyone has come across and said, you know, this is an excuse for what the person did, but they definitely want it to be considered. And it is being considered. Gary McKinnon's fate is still in the balance, despite him having been, you know, caught now, it's going on about 9 years. And, you know, the people who are rallying around him are saying, look, this has destroyed his life. Some people fear that he might commit suicide if he gets extradited. You know, others are saying they're sympathetic, but that he's a hacker who needs to be prosecuted. The Prime Minister in England has been talking about this. I just read recently that he spoke to President Obama about this.
Politicians, sit yourself down. There's something for you here. Won't you please stand up in London for our lives?
That's Pink Floyd's David Gilmour, Chrissy Hynde, and Bob Geldof, who recorded a version of the protest song Chicago in support of Gary McKinnon, a computer hacker from Britain who's wanted by Washington for hacking into Defense Department computers 10 years ago. He's charged with threatening national security and causing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage. McKinnon claims he was just searching for information about UFOs, and he's fighting extradition using what's becoming a growing legal tactic among hackers accused of criminal activity. He says he has Asperger's syndrome, a form of autism, and that that should be taken into consideration in his case. That's because some researchers think there's an emerging connection between Asperger's and people like computer programmers who have an unusually strong ability to understand complex systems. Our guest is David Kushner, who profiled McKinnon for IEEE Spectrum magazine. And David, McKinnon has become somewhat of a cause celeb in the UK, with some politicians and celebrities and even ordinary Britons rallying to his defense. They say he may be misguided, but he's no terrorist. What's the rationale for the Asperger's defense? Is it that your judgment of what's criminal and what's not may be off kilter if you're on the autism spectrum?
Yeah, it's sort of that. This is a person who is not aware of the consequences of his behavior. And he's even described what he did as being a game. He himself made computer games, just amateur kind of UFO computer games. So the argument is that, you know, look, this is not a guy who was trying to bring down the United States government.
You said that one of the arguments for going lighter on people who have Asperger's and may commit a crime is that they're not aware of the consequences of what they did. But do you find or have you found a counter argument that just like children who have to learn the consequences the hard way, the same may be true of adults with Asperger's?
Absolutely. There's a lot of people who are saying that the law is the law and he broke the law by hacking into these computers. That camp is divided into a couple groups. You know, one group might say, okay, we're sympathetic to the fact that he has Asperger's, but still this is the case. And then there are certainly you know, I don't know if you want to call them conspiracy theorists, but those who just don't even buy that he has Asperger's at all.
There are even some people in the Asperger's community that don't like this case. You know, one person, a blogger you cite in your article, says that McKinnon is using his Asperger's as a scapegoat for his illegal actions. And this blogger said he found that offensive. So I wonder if you feel that there's a risk of a backlash here, that if this does become a growing legitimate legal defense, suddenly do people who have Asperger's who aren't committing crimes feeling like they're all being tarred by this?
Well, that's already happening. You know, as you point out, that's certainly already happening. You know, you got to be careful here. I mean, this isn't saying that everybody who has Asperger's is going to end up a criminal or anything like that. It's just sort of looking at these cases which are continuing. I mean, there's a case going on right now of a hacker named Ryan Cleary who's in England who was involved in some hacking, and his attorney is also bringing up the, you know, this Asperger's defense. There was another case in the United States maybe about a year ago involving a giant case of identity theft where this was also brought up. So I saw it snowball. I mean, this really started with McKinnon, and then all of a sudden you have one, two, three, four, five other cases coming on the heels of it. So it's not going away, and if anything, it's becoming more widespread. If you speak to people, though, within the Asperger's community, what all of them are saying is that they're hoping that the courts get educated by this and that the judicial system really has to take this into account.
In some ways, this idea of an Asperger's defense just strikes me as really good lawyering, you know, creative lawyering. You know, we've heard about a defense because of someone's difficult childhood or other issues. And I wonder if you think to some degree that's just what this is. Lawyers always looking for new and creative and unique ways to get a client off or to lighten the sentence for that client.
I'm sure that is happening to some degree, absolutely. But if you look at the roots of this case, when he went for his diagnosis, I don't think that was recommended by his lawyer that he go do this. His mother struggled with him his entire life, and actually this was kind of an epiphany for her just as a mother, realizing that this explained a lot of his behavior. You know, a troubled young man, somebody who really could not function in normal day-to-day life.
And not very comfortable socializing. I think you say that he would beg his mother, please don't make me go out and play.
That's right, yeah. When, you know, when other kids would be playing, he just feared this. And that's why, you know, I think the computer was his playground. That was a sandbox that he could control.
You quote in your article McKinnon's lawyer, and he says something that I thought was really interesting. He says, Asperger's is not an excuse for what my client did. So here we have a lawyer saying, look, I'm not trying to get my guy totally off. But he does go on and say that the Asperger certainly puts my client's actions in more of a clear light. So here's a lawyer who's sort of trying to point out that maybe there's a more complicated reason for what happened that we need to take into account as we think about sentencing this guy.
Even people, you know, you'll find there's a free Gary website, which is aggregates a lot of this information. And if you go on there and look around, people aren't saying he shouldn't be tried for his crime. What they're saying is that it should be appropriate. They don't want him extradited to the United States.
Or spending 70 years in prison under a terrorism charge.
Up to 70 years, right. Yeah. But they're saying, let's try him in the UK. Don't extradite him to the United States.
And David Kushner, tell us briefly where this case stands today. As you mentioned earlier, it's been slogging through the courts for 9 years now. So where are things now?
It's still slogging, but, you know, it's still very much a matter of debate. And right now, the question is whether or not the UK is going to try to block this extradition. And it's really not clear why it's taking so long.
David Kushner is a contributing editor for IEEE Spectrum, the magazine for technology insiders. David, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
To read more about Gary McKinnon and his Asperger's defense, go to hereandnow.org. Besides writing computer software programs and fighting extradition to the U.S., McKinnon also dabbles in music as a singer-songwriter. You can watch him performing his song Wanton Child, which we're hearing in the background, on our website. Again, it's hereandnow.org.